Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
We're live!
We're live!
Welcome back to the podcast, episode 2. Woo! We got video!
Hello, video.
Hello.
It's me.
Anyway, today we're coming at you with current events. Next week we might be doing some entertaining things, but you know, we want to get some current events out there. There's a lot that's going on in the world, and we're here with coffee.
Yes,
because here on Not So Sober Thoughts, that applies to also being drunk or out of control with caffeine. But we wanted to just let you guys know that we're not going to always be drinking on this channel. And that we want you to have a glass with us, whether it be coffee, water, wine. Just unwind and relax and just be our friend, okay?
Yeah, that's, I think the main thing is, like, you should be listening to this and being like, oh, my friend. It's my friend talking.
Yeah, whether you're in the car or you're just chilling at home, cleaning, something. If you like to relax and clean, that's all you, because I'm not about that life.
No, no. But I am a person that likes to relax and put a podcast on.
Yeah. And maybe read. No?
Maybe.
Just me? Okay.
Just me?
So, the three topics that we wanted to discuss, we wrote it down. We wrote it down.
Yes.
I wrote it down on a piece of paper, because I was going old school. And Amanda wrote it down on her handy-dandy iPad mini. Holla at you, Steve Jobs.
It's so funny looking, too. Oh, I'll let you keep talking, but I was going to pull it up.
Well, they're not going to be... So, the people that are listening, you can't see, and the people that are watching, you also can't see. But the three topics we're talking about today is Storm Jonas, Miley and Liam engage, which is crazy.
It's very insane.
And the Oscars boycott, because... That is just all over social media and the news and everywhere.
And we're going to also talk about, including in that, the Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
Too, what we think of the movies and stuff.
And what we think about the Oscars.
Yes.
All right, so let's go on with topic number one. We experienced Storm Jonas, and we live to tell the tale.
In a mild sense, yes.
Now, listen. We went on Yoohoo. We went on Yahoo today. And we discovered that 19 people died out in New York City. I think it was New York City, which is crazy. And you would have thought that people are out here dying by what we experienced here in North Carolina.
Oh, yes, definitely. Like from us, like, we came, well, we both lived in Michigan for a big part of our lives.
I lived there for 7 years, and Amanda lived there her whole entire life.
Pretty much all, yeah, since I was 3. And so, like, when we have winter storms hit, obviously, all the time in Michigan, and so we're used to, like, 10 inches and then still having to go to school. So, we're down here, and I literally did not, like, my work called me off because we had 3 inches of snow.
No, my work was like, you're coming. And so Friday, lady, my dog is all over us right now. So if you're watching the video, I'm sorry. But this is just, she owns the couch. So this is her couch. Anyway, I went to work because they just made me go. They didn't care. They're like, it's snowing. You're coming. And the amount of people that are at my work, I think it was me and 2 other people.
Really?
And the amount of customers that they had, they within the 3 hours that I was there, we had 2.
Wow.
They lost so much money.
Yeah.
So much money.
But the more insane thing for me was, like, okay, I understand that Friday, because everything kind of hit Friday, or Thursday night, Friday morning. And so I expected, like, in Michigan, like, if we have a snow day, Saturday, the next day comes, everything's cleared, because everyone, is on their plow trucks getting shit done. But
and
here...
Yeah, and have, like, salt and everything down.
Yeah, here, they're just not prepared for that, because they just don't expect it.
They don't have it. Yeah. They don't have salt, they don't have plow trucks, they don't have anything to make it so you can function the next day.
Oh, we're in North Carolina, by the way. I don't think we said that.
I did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But that's where we are. But it's craziness. The worst day was Saturday. So it hit Thursday night. Friday, it was still sleeting, snowing, whatever it was deciding to do. And Saturday was the worst day because it had Friday night to freeze. And down here, the worst thing is the ice.
Yeah.
The snow, whatever. I can drive in snow. The ice, I can't really function in ice, even with the experience of driving that we've had, because I learned how to drive in snow. Yeah. But we were also prepared for ice. We put salt down the night before. The only place that I noticed around here that was prepared was Lowe's.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because Lowe's has salt. That's all they have in that store. They had so much salt. Yeah.
Oh, God.
In all the parking lots around where I work, Lowe's was the only parking lot.
Really?
Lady.
Hey.
You're being inconsiderate.
Sit your ass down. So stop. Sit your ass down. She's, like, twirling. I don't know. But the main thing for me, well, Josh was saying, because, like, by Saturday afternoon, it all had been gone and melted. But people were still acting like it was, like, still hitting hard. Like, there were barely any cars out. And I went shopping and stuff. And we came back and...
Lady, get down.
Come here. And we went to... Sorry please, for this, guys.
Please sit down.
But we went to the bar yesterday night, which was Saturday night. And, like, we just wanted to go home and, like, hit up Walmart or whatever. And people, and mind you, the stores had opened back up and everything. Mm-hmm. Some stores had not. And so we went to Walmart, and they closed down early because they didn't have enough people to show up because of the snow. But the roads were clear.
Yeah, I noticed that, too, because when I went to go get food later on that night, there was nowhere open.
Oh, and... how everyone always says, like, in the South, like the night before anyone thinks it's gonna snow, they grab their bread and their milk, and I was like, okay.
And jugs of water.
Yeah, and I was like, I gotta see this. So we went into Food Lion that Thursday night, and literally not one milk carton left. And I went to Food Lion the next day, because I was like,
I never understood the concept of buying milk. Why do you need the milk?
I don't know. I don't drink that much milk to the point
wouldn't
where...
you think you would need water to survive? Because... if you're stranded out here, your pipes are most likely probably frozen, and maybe you're out, like, you don't have electricity, but they want you to buy milk and bread.
I don't understand.
I understand the bread.
I wish I should have taken pictures, because I was going to, but it's literally
not. Oh, don't worry.
One.
A lot of people already took pictures. It's all over social media.
It's embarrassing.
It was craziness.
Yeah. It's embarrassing with the amount of snow we had. I mean, yeah, there was ice, but it wasn't the worst, like... still drivable.
It was worse up north,
yeah.
In New York, in New Jersey.
But, okay, also, I forgot to tell you this. Aaron Carter was in, like, this area for a show or whatever, and he posted a picture, and he was like, Snowmageddon 2016, and there you can literally still see grass above the snow.
Really?
And I was like, this is not that bad.
Oh, Aaron Carter.
But, I mean...
making strides on social media.
If you don't know, I guess if you don't, if I would have known, like, if I've never lived in Michigan, I guess I would have been like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, I even had family members calling me the night before I was going to work and be like, you better not be going to work tomorrow. I'm like, I have to go to work. Like, I cannot be like, I'm sorry, my mom said I can't go to work, so I can't go to work.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Weird. It was just so
it
weird.
Was something. Ugh,
I got off work though. I could live with
I didn't stay there that long.
Yeah.
Because it was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. If we could.
I said bye.
Continue to have some more snow, I would be okay with that. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah.
But everything's back to normal. It's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Roads are clear.
Roads are clear. People are going about their lives.
Yeah. Walmart, you better be open past 9 o'clock.
She wants to get her milk.
My milk and my bread.
All right, so the next topic we had was Miley and Liam.
Mm.
They got back together, I think it was last week. It was the it was like the true, like, E online announcement saying that they were officially back together and engaged. There have been speculations for, like, about a month.
Yeah.
They have been seen together during Christmas or whatever, and then there was also pictures of her moving in her stuff to Liam's house.
Yeah, no, because we always joke around. We're like, E finally has something to talk about other than the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Because that's all they ever talk about. But yeah, I guess it's been speculated, like, around before Christmas time they started, like, seeing each other again. Which is crazy. So for 2 years, this couple, like, broke up. She went completely, like...
batshit crazy.
Crazy. Like, just
look at her Instagram.
Look
at her Instagram and get back to me when you want to... I had to unfollow her because
really?
Her Instagram's insane. She'll go and she'll post, like, 20 pictures within, like, an hour span. I'm like, I can't even see people that I actually want to see on my Instagram because Miley has clogged my Instagram.
Really? I still follow her, but I... see, and I did not, you know me, if you know me, I hate Miley Cyrus with a big passion.
Strong word.
Okay. Well, I would say not hate, but, you know, whatever. But
she doesn't favor her.
I don't favor her, but now that she's kind of doing her own thing, I respect it. Because I understand, like, just trying to be yourself and you're formed to be something. You always were on Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like...
Just rebelling.
Yeah. But I just think it's so bizarre because I feel like her persona when she was with Liam was so much, like...
The hashtag yeah. bring Miley's hair back.
Yeah.
That's like the one that everyone, they're mm-hmm. like, I want the bun back. Yeah. I want the short hair back. Mm-hmm.
And she posts things on there
and
like...
And then as soon as yeah. she like got rid of him, she's like, I'm shaving my head.
Mm-hmm. And she, I was reading an article too, like, how she wrote some song about him. And she was like, because I, supposedly he cheated on her. And they both dated other people, like, kind of.
That, and she got in this thing where she was like, I love everyone and anyone and anything. And then we're like, what does that mean?
Because I think it was rumored that she dated a girl for a little bit, but it wasn't ever confirmed.
Yeah, which and her her definition of love was weird, though, because she made it sound like she could date, like, anything. Like, didn't matter if it was dog, whatever.
Yeah.
It was funky. It was in some, like, magazine where I think it was the one where she dyed her pubes a certain color.
What?
Have you seen?
No.
Yeah. She, like, dyed them pink or something, and she, like, doesn't shave anymore, and...
Yeah, I don't know, but I just feel like her going back with Liam is just kind of going against everything that she's kind of conformed herself to be.
Yeah, I think it's a step backwards for sure.
But, because we've all seen the girls that go back with that same dude.
But it's so weird.
It is bizarre, because
I can get it, like, maybe they were seeing each other secretly for a long time, but there's been no footage of her doing that. She's had no time.
Mm-hmm.
He's had no time.
Yeah.
He's been in movies. He was finishing up the Hunger Games stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's been on tour. She's been promoting all this stuff. She's been doing a bunch of campaign and projects.
Yeah.
So it's like, when did you guys have time to even pursue this? Yeah. And we don't have any footage of you guys together.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you guys sat down one day over brunch and we're like, you know what? I do like you. Can I have my ring back?
Yeah, that's what I picture to be like. Because I feel like, too, he's, like, he has not really changed. Like, as far as we know, like, we've seen him in the media, he looks the same, he acts the same. So, for him to take her back, too, like, it's gotta be both ways.
Yeah, and a lot of her songs about heartbreak and stuff, it sounds like something really messed up happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was about him, but she hasn't had that many boyfriends.
No.
At least serious ones.
Mm-mm. Like, she dated that model guy way back.
And he's, obviously he did something, because he's always saying, like, such nice things about Miley, and that he wishes that they could be friends, and this and that. So something, it just doesn't connect.
Yeah, and I just don't get it from his perspective, because she is so different. So if she didn't change, and she's like, well, let's get back together, and he had to be like...
He's dating a different person.
Yeah, completely different. And, like, the fact that they got engaged so fast. Like, I picture, like, oh, let's get back together and then let's keep it a secret for a while. Let's date, like, for maybe even a year and then see if you like each other. Because from my perspective, I feel like to get to know a person, you have to date them at least for a year, year and a half before even considering engaging, like, getting engaged. Which I know everyone's different. And, like our one friend that went to London... If you're listening, I won't say your name, but she got engaged really quickly, and, like, you can tell it's a very genuine relationship, and that they're married and stuff, and within, like, a year, year and a half, and I just think it depends, but it's so bizarre, because I just don't understand it. But I feel like maybe if you knew them personally, it'd be different.
I do know Miley.
You do know her?
Yeah, I do.
For all her songs, man. She had that Miley and the Dead Pets or whatever, the tour. That, did you know that?
No.
She came out with a whole free CD, and it's, like, the shittiest music.
Oh, I did know about the music, but I didn't know she went on tour with it.
Yeah.
This one morning. Okay, so I got ready really fast, and I sat down, I was drinking a cup of coffee, and I turned on MTV, because I like watching the music videos on MTV, because I like the genuine music TV versus the crap, whatever they have on MTV now.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned it on, I'm watching YouTube videos. One of hers comes on. It's one of her new, like, songs, never heard of it, might have came off that weird CD.
Okay.
But she's in a baby suit, and then it's like something, the song's about babies, and then it's like she talks over it. and like it's almost like she's rapping. What? I don't know. It's craziness. It's it's so much garbage. And then of course it is something about like someone broke her heart. And
do you know what the name of the song is? Because if not, we'll tell you what the song is so we can go.
Let me look. Because I'm really curious now because it was weird. It was something about baby. Mm-hmm. Baby Miley Cyrus. Thank God for YouTube. Okay, it's called BB Talk.
Oh, okay. I'll have to listen to it after this.
So, check that out because I thought it was super bizarre.
Yeah.
It has 13 million views on YouTube, though.
Hmm.
But it's not that popular because her biggest video is Adore You, and that had 110 million.
Okay. Yeah. Also,
I think she's fading. I think a lot of people are like, what's going on?
So she's like, I have to evolve again, which I think is stupid.
Well, maybe that's why she's getting Liam.
And so she'll get talked about again.
Maybe she's trying to gain more experience. And maybe she's like Madonna. You know how like Madonna has like 500 different, like, she was always morphing into something else. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's, because she talks to Madonna, I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, I think Miley would be smart to use him. And I'd be like, see ya, if he really did cheat on her.
Just do what Taylor Swift does. It's working out for her.
Yeah, write all these songs. But I was going to say, too, she did date Patrick Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. And he is rumored to be gay now.
Did really?
Mm-hmm. Which I think it's true, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to disclose. But like,
when Miley was with him, she did have manlier features.
Did she?
Like, the not shaving and the short hair, and she's very dude-like.
Yeah. Well, because I think, okay, so this is really bizarre, but I follow Bella Thorne on Snapchat. I don't really like her that much, but she filmed a movie with Patrick Schwarzenegger. And
I didn't even know he acted.
Really? I haven't seen him yet, but the movie's called, like, Moonlight, something with an M.
Does he have a weird, like, Austrian accent like his daddy?
He's like, I feel like, I can't remember, but I remember he was very like, I don't know, his mannerisms and everything was very odd to me, and he seemed shy, but I don't know, I couldn't picture him and her together, which is weird, but yeah. Maybe I'm sure she's done whoever and wherever.
Oh yeah, I'm sure if when Miley becomes old and she puts out a book.
Which will be, like, there, a bestseller.
It's gonna be a crazy book.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe she's doing all this stuff.
All those weird, like, E-channel, like, those insider...
Yeah.
Those specials are always so bizarre and so crazy. I feel like she's in every single thing on that list.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the Disney kids come out so effed up that it's just, like, insane to me. Like, how... you hear about, like, Demi Lovato, who had to go to rehab because she cut herself, and she was bipolar.
None of us ever saw.
No, and, like, and she had an eating disorder, and then there's Joe Jonas and all the, like, Jonas Brothers who have now, like, taken off their purity rings, except for Kevin, he got married, but who had sex, and I think Joe Jonas did, like, coke or pot or something. I think
Think Miley, or it was Miley or Demi, they confirmed it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only one that's out of all that little clan that has their head straight is Selena Gomez.
She's
really good at hiding it.
Yeah. Oh, and also, what's his face? Mitchell Musso. I was listening to Shane Dawson's podcast.
But he's like...
Okay, I know, but isn't that crazy?
He's crazy.
He's done, like... I guess he said that... I think I told you this.
Because he, like, went off from Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
He was a rock star.
Yep.
And then he lived the true, like, rock star life.
Yeah.
Like, having sex with all these girls, doing drugs. So, and you're like, Mitchell Musso, what are you doing?
I was listening to the podcast, and he's literally like, I'd be singing on stage, like, afterwards, and I'd point out to a girl in the audience, and I'd tell my security guard to bring her in. She would come in the back with me. We'd have sex. And they'd ask for an autograph after, and then they'd leave. After every show, almost every show, it sounded like.
I could not even imagine being friends with a girl like that.
No. Be like, I had sex with Mitchell Musso.
He took me out in the bathroom. I got his autograph, though. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
How old are they? Because he was pretty young. Like, he was definitely, I mean, he probably had to be 18, I guess.
I guess.
I hope.
I don't know.
So,
hopefully all these, like, 13-year-old girls don't come forward and they're like, I had sex with Mitchell Musso and I was only 12. He's like, oh, God.
and he's gonna be screwed.
Like a Bill Cosby.
Because he was talking about his DUI on that thing, too, and he was like, it was so dumb because I was drinking, and then I drove, and I saw this crash, so I stopped. And then they were like, you're under the influence, aren't you? And then I got arrested. And I was like, dude, you're an idiot.
You're stupid.
But I feel like, he was saying that Emily Osment on that show was the smartest one, which I could probably see. But yeah. I feel like all of them are just, I feel like anytime you're young in Hollywood, everything is just thrown at you, and you probably have all these drugs and all these people that are just like, I feel like if I was that, I'd probably end up like the Justin Bieber, who was like throwing eggs at houses and then in jail.
Peeing in mop buckets. And
like, it's hard not to just stay yourself.
I don't know. I've never lived it.
I dream about it.
Maybe one day.
But we passed
I'll
that
have
young...
my pissing in mop buckets moment. I'll be on TMZ. Megan Richardson, can you comment why you peed in the mop bucket?
I just did it.
I had to go.
Yeah, so I don't know how the Miley thing is going to turn out, but I hope that it's true happiness and that that's what they really want.
Yeah, because we really don't need another Hollywood marriage that ends within 72 days, Kim K.
Kim K.
We've had enough of that. We've already had one. Let's see something genuine, because little girls are out there watching you, Miley.
Mm-hmm.
So stay true.
Yes, and how they always say, be the Janis Joplin, not the Kim Kardashian.
That's right.
How I look.
You look like a...
Yeah, that's right. No makeup Friday. No makeup Sunday.
There you go.
All right.
So we're going to actually pause right here. We have a camera that only films for 30 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be seeing a nice logo, and then we'll be right back.
Bye.
All right. So we're back.
Yeah.
So for the next half of this podcast, we're going to talk about the Oscars and the Oscar boycott, because there's a lot of controversy and there's a lot going on. So we kind of want to...
Oh, just bring up my list of Oscar nominations.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. We don't need to list all of them.
No, but just talk about... But I figure we can talk about the boycott first if you want.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
So the boycott, pretty much what it is Jada Pinkett Smith is boycotting the Oscars, as well as Spike Lee. Because they believe that there's too many Caucasians, by too many, all of them were Caucasian.
In the major categories.
Yeah, and they think there's no diversity. Which, there isn't any diversity in the nominees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, later on, after this happened, Stacey Dash, which is, she's on Clueless, she's been on multiple episodes on programs on BET, she had her own show on VH1. We used to watch it. What was that show called?
I don't remember, but I know we loved it.
I don't remember what it was. Yeah. But she's pretty well known, and she's in a lot of TV shows versus movie roles.
Mm-hmm.
So she had this interview. It might have been with NBC.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just looked it up. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Anyway, pretty much the whole entire...
Fox News.
So the whole entire interview, pretty much, she's contradicting herself.
Yeah.
But she makes some outrageous comments. One of them was like, we should get rid of BET because there's no, if you don't want segregation, then why do African Americans have their own TV program?
Exactly.
Which makes no sense because Hispanics also have their own TV programs, which, I mean, they have the Spanish-speaking programs. Mm-hmm. I guess that wouldn't be mainly Latina or Hispanic, but it's... bringing it so that way people can understand it, and they have programs on people that would, that, like, they're interested in it.
Yeah.
And then she made another comment that was totally out of line, that we should get rid of Black History Month.
Yeah, because she was saying that, I don't remember what her point was, it was so ridiculous.
It was the segregation
thing
again.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people, I guess it's Black History Month is more known than a lot of the other months. But there is a lot of heritage months, we just don't celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we would have to get rid of Black History Month is ludicrous, because we have Asian Awareness Month, we have Native American Awareness Month, we have all these months, and she said, pretty much the whole entire time she's talking, you're just like, you're stupid.
Yeah, she was saying, like, we should have White History Month. But if you think about it, you really don't want to celebrate White History Month.
No, because, okay, as a white woman, white women have seen hard times. Women in general have seen hard times.
They still do, yeah.
Yes, but as a white person, we are the worst human beings on this earth. We have conquered so many countries, taken so many people, and enslaved them.
Yeah.
And killed so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, white people should be trying to fix their wrongs that they've done in the past.
Yeah, but I really don't think that this has anything to do with, personally, with the Oscar nominations.
No.
I really don't think the people that were sitting on that, whatever, that picked those movies were like, oh, there's a black person in this, like how the Will Smith movie, Concussion. Like, I'm sure they were like, oh, it was a great movie, but it just isn't going to make the cut this year. Like, I personally think that, but...
That, and I also think... There isn't any diversity within the people that are picking these. So if they want to make it so that way it looks more diverse, why don't you throw in some African Americans or Asian Americans or some kind of different ethnicity?
Yeah. It's like, it has to start with the casting directors and the scripts, because those people are the people that are picking who's going to be in those. And then if there's more movies that have African Americans in them, then obviously there's going to be more opportunity for them to be making it into the Oscars.
But I'm saying the people that are picking these nominees, the whoever they are, I don't even know who picked these nominees, but they need diversity within those people too.
Yeah.
So that way not everyone's like, well, those white guys over there.
Yeah. Well, they don't even know who it is. Right.
No. Well, they might.
It's like a secret.
I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I don't even know if there's women in it. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. Because as far as doing that, too, there's really, like, I was listening to another podcast, too. There's not a lot of great choices to pick from for, like, best actress either, like, this year at all. Like, I feel like
There's really not that many movies to pick from.
Yeah.
I think this year was a horrible year for movies.
Like, as a feminist, too, like, there are so many roles where, like, I guess Joy would be considered, like, a feminist role, but, like, we need more opportunity to have, like, a leading lady that's strong, who's not gonna be like, oh, I need a man, or whatever, like.
Yeah, there's just not.
And it's just, it's a man's world, I feel like it's never gonna change.
Yes, it will a bit.
Ugh, I've been so optimistic about it, but recently it's just been bringing me down. And I don't know.
But going on the lines of the people that are sitting there picking the movies, if you had someone that's not a rich guy, that's just an average Joe, maybe that has a background in film, majored in film, but not some rich person who's just like, well, I think, and they're sitting there with a hot cup of tea. Maybe, like, straight out of Compton might have gotten something.
Yeah, because...
Like, that was a big controversial movie.
Yeah, I feel like it... Yeah, that was a good movie, too. Like, I feel like that kind of got shot down. Maybe that's what my Stacey Dash is, like, freaking out, because they do have movies like this, and they're not making it into, like, the major.
That was, well, not Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash is just, I don't even, she has
her
own category.
I don't even know why she was even speaking about it.
But it came out, too, that her ex-husband, I believe it was her ex-husband, says something on the line is, this is what she thrives after. She likes attention. So, she has had things in the past, I guess, where she said comments, and she doesn't really have anything to back up.
Yeah.
So, Stacey, she just needs to sit under a rock and stay there.
Yeah, you're right. It starts with the people that are picking the nominees, and it starts with the casting directors. And obviously the scripts. Obviously, it starts more so with the scripts. But you think about it, like, movies is just one thing. Like, it should be in the news, it should be, like... It should just be integrated everywhere.
But honestly, they make the Oscars to be such a big thing.
Yeah.
Who said that the Oscars is your ultimate reward?
Yeah, as an actor, they all consider it to be, like, your major thing. But I feel like if you're doing a role and you know it's going to make a difference in someone's life, that should be, like, the biggest gratification.
I feel the same way. Because especially, I don't like the Oscars. I don't like the Oscars. I don't. I think it's based on people that no one knows and no one cares about. They got to pick what we think is a better movie based on these actors. And, like, this soundtrack was better, so we picked them as a nominee. Well, what about us?
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's why I like the MTV Awards. We got to vote. We voted on social media. We are in 2016.
Yeah.
Why don't we get a say in anything?
Although I heard through the grapevine, I don't remember if it was MTV or People's Choice, but they even though they say that the voters get to choose, they already have a winner the show does.
It's just like American Idol. American Idol has
all American Idol. Oh, don't get me started. Oh, my God.
That'll be another podcast.
God, I loved American Idol, and now I hate it. I hate it. But yeah, we'll get into some, we'll talk about the movies and nominees now, kind of, even though we don't care who wins, but we'll...
But I noticed a lot of the movies that were picked, I saw the picture for them, like, an advertisement, but I never had the urge to go see it, or I saw it, and I was like, that was okay.
Yeah, so we'll kind of just talk about the ones we saw or heard about, because there's actually a lot of them I haven't seen, but I want to. Mm-hmm. So you want to start in the best picture category?
Yeah, go ahead.
So for best picture, there's The Big Short, which I've not heard of at all.
No, I had no idea what that was. It sounds like something from Sundance.
Bridge of Spies, have not heard of it.
And it's got Tom Hanks. Yeah,
Tom Hanks. Brooklyn, haven't heard of it.
I heard about that one, but it looked like an old-timey movie that I was just like,
Mad Max, Fury Road, I did see this, did you? And I didn't see any of the original ones, but it was beautifully shot. Like, whoever filmed it, cinematography or whatever, they should get a hand in that. But as a, like, a best picture, no. It was not, the script wasn't that great. But I think whoever did makeup and whoever did, like, cinematography or shooting-wise on that, they deserve an Oscar. But that movie was not, I think Straight Outta Compton could go over Mad Max in my book. See, this is why this is so dumb, because it's just opinion. But, whatever. The Martian, did you see that one?
Yeah, I liked that movie.
Yeah, it was good. I think it was well done. Like, it had, like, a good build-up.
The only thing that people complained about it, though, is because some of the things that didn't add up scientifically. But it's a movie.
Yeah, and it was a book, too.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend read the book, and he said that it was really good. And, it, like, the movie and the book matched up pretty well, too.
I think Matt Damon did a good job.
Yeah. And I don't think he deserves the best Oscar for that, though. Do you?
No. I think he's done better movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that he did well in this movie. Could I picture someone else in his role? Not really.
No.
I do like that he was, like, sarcastic, and he was just, like, there were some parts of the movie where it was kind of funny, just by the way that he delivered it.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't see anyone else delivering it like that. Like, you couldn't see Leonardo DiCaprio playing some spaceman.
No. But still, once again, I don't think...
Or, like, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
You couldn't see him in that.
But The Martian is a best picture. I don't see it. I don't even see it making
no.
it. Like, that's how bad... I just don't think there was that many great picks to choose from this year. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Like, it was a great movie, but is it an Oscar worthy? I don't know. Screw the Oscars. The Revenant.
We both saw this one together. There's a scene in this movie. It's not a spoiler, but it's kind of one.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
So if you don't want to listen, you need to skip for the next 30 seconds.
Okay.
But there is a part where Leonardo DiCaprio gets attacked by a bear. It is the most graphic and most... I had so much anxiety the entire time. like, oh my God, I'm a vegetarian, so yeah. I love animals. And I'm just like, I've never wanted an animal to die so bad.
Mm-hmm. It's seriously the most high anxiety movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
But it's also the slowest movie I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
So that's what, that's another podcast, and they were saying, like, that movie could have been done in an hour and a half. Because it is very drawn out. Like,
it is. Like, and the whole time, like, at the end, you're like, that was it?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's basically, I don't know if you haven't seen it, it's Leonardo DiCaprio, and he has, like, a little Native American
son. Is the easiest script he's ever had to read,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's more of, like... It's wordless acting.
Yeah, in action, and it's majority of it. It's a lot of beautiful shots wherever they were, but he doesn't speak much in the whole entire movie.
Yeah, but he has Tom Hardy. I don't know what time period it's set in, but Tom Hardy kills his son. Like, I'm just making a long story short.
Well, it's white man and Indians.
Yeah.
So it's early day America.
Yeah, yeah. So then, yeah, Tom Hardy kills him, and then basically it comes down to they're hunting each other kind of thing, and who's gonna beat who. But I don't know, like, I think Leo deserves it. But
it's also at the point where you're like, I think Leo just needs a damn Oscar by now.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what people were saying. Like, he deserves the Oscar for the history of stuff he's done. Mm-hmm. Not just a specific movie. But I think that bear scene alone, like, because you think about it, they didn't have an actual bear there to do it. So
no, he's just rolling around with, maybe there's a man in a green suit that's on top of him and when they were filming. But that's what he did is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So alone and how they were saying, his work, like how he hasn't received an Oscar yet is insane to me.
Yeah.
But I definitely think he deserves it for the overall work he's done over all the years.
Yeah, because a lot of movies with Leonardo DiCaprio, if they say Leonardo DiCaprio, people are like, I'm going to go see that movie.
Mm-hmm. Because he's very specific on what he chooses.
And he morphs beautifully in any role that he's in. I have never seen a movie where I'm like, oh, well, he didn't do a very good job in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Even more so than Johnny Depp, I think.
Yeah.
Because Johnny Depp sometimes, like...
Well, he's like, he takes morphing to a whole new level. Like, you don't recognize him unless someone's like, that's Johnny Depp. And you're like, what?
And sometimes he's got some flops. Like, I don't think he's as choosy as Leo is.
No. But, like, how many... I couldn't...
What was that?
There was a child outside screaming.
Like a death scream.
No, we're next to the playground. It's gonna be fine.
It'll
be fine. Next movie.
The Room. Have you heard of that?
No.
I haven't either. I heard good things about it, but I have not seen it. So I feel like we're a little uneducated about these movies, but that's okay.
But I feel like we're the average Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So if we haven't heard it, majority of the people that are listening probably haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
Do not come on this channel thinking that you're going to get a bunch of movie critics. Mm-hmm. We took a couple classes in college, but we aren't experts.
Not at all. We probably, are the least. I mean, we're right in the middle. The next one, Spotlight. I have not seen this, but I am dying to see. This is like my type of movie right here.
What's it about?
It's about, it's a group of reporters.
It's kind of like, Nixon and whatever.
Yeah, Frost and Nixon. Mm-hmm. And they take down the Boston Catholic Church, and expose them for, priests being, there's like 90 priests that are child molesters. It's a true story. And, I just love, journalism and, I guess it's, everyone says it's really well shot and the acting's great and they wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't win the Oscar. So I'm kind of rooting for it. I really, really want to see it.
Well, it's got Michael Keaton. It's got Rachel McAdams. Yeah. It's got a strong cast behind it.
And I love this. I just love the story. I like true story, journalism.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll move into, we'll just do, the four big categories, which is actor, actress, and whatever's next.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting roles.
Mm-hmm.
But actor in a leading role, which is Bryan Cranston from Trumbo.
I never heard of that movie.
I've never heard of the movie, but he's phenomenal.
He is really good.
He is another good, I feel like as an actor, you're looking for someone who can morph, and he does that very, I'm just starting Breaking Bad, so, I'm
only Yeah, and you gotta think, he came from Malcolm in the Middle, and then you see him on Breaking Bad, and you're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm speechless when I watch him.
If anything, now his career has just skyrocketed. Because I feel like before when he was on Malcolm in the Middle, they're like, oh, that's the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
And he was going to be type as let's get him as the dad.
Yeah.
So he broke out. Good for him. Because that's hard to do once you're typecast. Is it just your little old dad?
Right.
So, I've never seen him in that, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's has a good chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
But
kind of doesn't even really look like him. He does a good job with that, too.
Yeah.
I think it's because he has hair, and then he doesn't have hair, then he has glasses, and he doesn't have glasses. His face just, completely changes whenever he does something dramatic to his face.
So. Yeah, I like him a lot. Next we have...
Matt Damon.
I don't think he deserves the Oscar, but I think
it's different. It's a different kind of role for him. Because you gotta think, as Matt Damon always plays, I'm from Boston, and this is me and my boy, Ben Affleck.
He reminds me of Mark Wahlberg a lot.
Yeah, they always place their stuff in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. You're from there. But I'm proud of you. You went to space versus going to Boston this time. So good job, Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. And next we have the person we raved about the most.
Leo!
Which, also, can we talk about the scene where he eats the buffalo? Oh my god. Like, he eats this, like, he's about to die, I feel like, in this one part. And he's like, he hasn't eaten food in forever. Well, he's about to die in the whole damn movie. But then he eats this, like, raw buffalo. And I guess it really was in the trivia I read. It's real, like, raw bison buffalo.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't, I think, and so his first reaction, like, he bit into it and he threw it up. And then he just continues to eat it. And I think
he deserves the Oscar.
Yeah. So, and it was just, yeah. You just have to go see this movie.
The whole entire time I was watching that movie, when I get really bad, I have horrible anxiety when it comes to movies. Like, when I'm watching something on Netflix, I'll fast forward because I know it's something bad's about to happen. I can't even deal with it. But you can't do that in the movie. So my feet were on the seat, like, my knees up by my face so I can just, you know, kneel down onto my knees just in case I didn't want to see something. And my hands were on my forehead.
Yeah, we were, like, curled into each other at some points.
And the whole time, like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. But
and then, of course, Amanda's boyfriend the whole time, he's like, shut up.
Yeah, he's like, you guys need to shut up. And I was like, maybe we should just move.
You can stay up here.
But, yeah, that movie's just awesome. Michael Fassbender as Steve Jobs. Now,
I love anything with Steve Jobs.
Do you see it?
No. I want to see it. Steve Jobs, granted, he was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But he is so successful, and everything that he did led up to that. Granted, he died at the end. But I have so many books on Steve Jobs, because I just respect him as a businessman.
Because
he was just so smart, and he's so brilliant. Like, when you watch the documentaries on him, you're like, wow, something like that did that.
See, the only reason I heard a lot of people say that we're all kind of like, since there's been so many Steve Jobs movies and books where Steve Jobs
within a year span. Yeah.
So I feel like maybe this was a bad time for this to come out. So
I did hear this one was better than the other ones.
Yeah.
And I watched the one with Ashton Kutcher and I really liked that one.
Yeah, I made it through half of that movie and I thought it was it. And everyone said the movie was awful.
Yeah, so this one's gotta be good.
Sometimes we just don't agree, so. Yeah.
But I think this one's based on his biography more, and it shows, I think the Ashton Kutcher one was kind of like his journey as a businessman towards it, and this one goes more towards his personal life because they show more of his daughter and stuff like that.
I think anybody that's going to give, well, maybe the next guy, but this Michael Fassbender is definitely going to give Leo a run for his money if he doesn't get it. I still think Leo is going to get it. I really do.
I think it's because they're just like, just freaking give it to him.
And everybody's like, come on. But
and social media might explode if he doesn't get it.
I know, because last year everyone was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But who knows? Our last guy is Eddie Redmayne. For the Danish
Girl.
I've never really seen him in a movie.
Ah, you need to see his movies because he's brilliant.
Really?
He's so good.
I haven't seen this one, but I've been wanting to see this one.
I want to see this one so bad. The last movie I saw with him in it was The Theory of Everything.
Ooh.
It was the movie about Stephen Hawking. And if you don't know who Stephen Hawking is, you need to go look him up.
Google.
Because his story is incredible. Something about stories with people, and I'm just like, you went through so much, and you triumphed through everything. And, but he did beautiful, because the majority of this movie, he's coming from a regular guy. He's in college. He meets the love of his life. And he's trying to figure out how everything comes about with philosophy and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets, I don't remember what the disease is that he gets. I think it's Hawkinson's disease or something like that. It's named after him, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But eventually he loses control of his body and he can't speak, he can't move, and it gets to a point where he's just so disabled that he's in a wheelchair and that he has to type out everything to speak to everybody.
Yeah.
And eventually his life gets pretty hard, but he eventually publishes this theory and he's seen as like a god at like in that world.
Yeah.
But it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
It's a very emotional movie, but it's very good.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing a lot of people say that he picks roles that he knows are going to be, like, Oscar-worthy. Like, the script, you know what I mean?
He's really good.
Yeah, no, and I think he deserves it. Because this, like, we haven't seen it yet, but it's basically about a transgender guy that he needs in a relationship.
This is a perfect time for this kind of movie to come out.
Because, obviously, with Caitlyn Jenner and everything, people are getting more, being more aware about it and stuff. And So I think that this will be a good one to see. And maybe he, I think he might be another person to give Leo. I just think Leo deserves it. I just want him.
Come on, Leo.
Even though I don't care about the Oscars, I just want him to have it.
I know. Tell you the truth, I'm probably not going to watch it.
I don't have cable, so I won't.
Oh, well, she's not going to watch it.
But I will be live tweeting, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you can... I think they make it so you can watch it on the internet.
Oh, really?
They might.
Okay, then I'll live tweet if I can, yeah, do that. Because there's no point in live tweeting. Like, I wish I'd be watching the Oscars.
Alright. So, actresses in leading roles. This one, I'm, like, lost.
There's not one person besides Jennifer Lawrence that I know.
That, and I'm like, I don't know any of these. I haven't seen any of these movies.
It's sad, though, because now we're going into this whole thing where we watch movies, big blockbuster movies that are more met, like, the man's leading role. And that's just, you know what I mean? Society is, like, because I've never seen a preview or trailer besides for Joy for any of these. So the other ones we have are Carol, Kate Blanchett, Room, Brie Larson, Joy, Jennifer Lawrence, 45 Years, Charlotte Rampling, and Brooklyn's something, Saoirse Ronan. And I've never heard of any of these movies, and it's just sad.
Yeah, but, so honestly, we can't give you any opinions on these.
But we didn't see, the only one I can tell you is, I heard not good things about Joy. But, I don't know, but I do love Jennifer Lawrence, so.
But Jennifer Lawrence, I think her and Bradley Cooper have some, like, agreement. Like, we have to make, like, 5 movies together, or else. Yeah,
I think it needs to end, but, I don't, because I...
It confuses you. Because if you watch, say you just watch a clip from, like, Silver Linings Playbook, and then you get a clip from Joy, and then you can get a clip from, American Gangster. If you put all those clips together, I probably couldn't even tell you which movie is which.
Wait, American Hustle?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh. American Gangster.
American Gangster, I think, had Denzel Washington, so we can definitely tell you which one that one is.
But, I mean, whoever gets that deserves it, because I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, you know, I did forget that Creed was out this year.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I heard really good things about it.
Well, who's the guy, what's the guy's name that's in it?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, right? He's a great actor, too. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he wasn't even anywhere.
But like, Sylvester Stallone got nominated.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, we're on to supporting role for a dude. So, Sylvester Stallone got nominated for Creed, but Michael B. Jordan did not. But wasn't Michael B. Jordan, like, more of the main character?
He was.
Oh, yeah, because it's supporting. But he didn't get... That's crazy. I just think that the nominations for the main cast is... I don't know. They're not even that great. Like, nobody from Spotlight's even in there, which everyone said that was kind of crazy. I don't know. But anyway, we have Christian Bale, The Big Short. He always gets nominated for everything.
I know.
Tom Hardy, The Revenant. What did you think about that? As a supporter. Supporting actor. I thought in that role he did a pretty good job, but I don't think...
He needed an Oscar for it.
I don't know. Like, I think he did it just as good a job as Leo did, but Leo had more of a move. Like, I never felt moved by anything Tom Hardy did in the movie.
No, because he was the asshole the whole entire time.
Yeah. But I still feel like I should have felt...
I felt like he just needed to die. The whole entire movie, it's like, you just need to die.
Maybe that's, I mean, that's the emotion you're supposed to get, because you're supposed to be like...
Just die already!
Because he did kill his son, and he was just selfish. But, so, whatever. I think if he got it, that'd be cool. Mark Ruffalo with Spotlight. I still haven't seen this, but I heard really good things that Mark Ruffalo is awesome, so I do think Mark Ruffalo would deserve the supporting actor. And then we have Mark Rylance. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Bridge of Spies, and then
coming
Sylvester.
Coming up to an hour on the podcast. Oh, okay.
We're going to hurry it up here. And then Sylvester Stallone, Creed. So I think out of that category, Tom Hardy could take it, but I have not really seen any of those movies, so.
No, and then we go to actresses in supporting roles, and the only, I know, what's her name? Romy Mara? I know her from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay.
She did a great job in that movie. I've never seen Carol. But from what I've seen her do, she always does a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of these actresses are definitely worthy. Like, I heard that the girl from The Danish Girl, Alicia Vikander, like, she did a really good job, too. And
Kate Winslet always does a good job.
I mean, just
phenomenal. But, I mean, you're kind of biased because you're like, I like Titanic, so I like Kate Winslet.
And I'm sure she's won something, but yeah.
And then you're like, Rachel McAdams. Love Rachel McAdams.
Mm-hmm. How can you not love Rachel McAdams?
She does a good job morphing into other characters.
She too. Does too, yeah. I would agree. Mm-hmm. So I think anybody could take it, but once again, I don't really know how they pick this.
Once again, we're just not supporting the Oscars.
We're going to talk about it.
We just want to talk about it. We kind of want to see what you guys think about the Oscars mm-hmm. and what your beliefs are. You can actually follow us on our new social media yes. platforms. We have Twitter and Instagram. They both have the same handle. It's just at Megan and Amanda. Mm-hmm. And it's not the at sign. It's just A-N-D.
Yeah.
But it's all one word.
Yeah.
So that you can just DM us or you can talk to us.
If you want
to. You can even use the hashtag not so sober thoughts.
Yeah. If you find us on Twitter, please, if you want to DM us on there. I'm really new to Twitter, but she's not. But if you want to like ask us any advice or if you want to email or if you want to email us too, you can never email. It's MeganAndAmanda90@gmail.com. If you want to send us anything, we'll answer any questions you have or you just want to send some shout out like you love the podcast. We'd be more than happy to hear that. So definitely.
And we definitely want some more ideas for the podcast. Yeah. We're welcome to whatever.
Yes.
Next week, we're probably going to announce through Twitter what we're going to be doing before we start filming.
Oh, I was going to say, if you want to hear more things about like us specifically versus us talking about topics and stuff, because we don't really know what you guys want, but yeah, I would just say suggest it to us or whatever, any way you can.
Yep. So, thanks for listening.
Yeah!
We're going to see you next week for episode 3.
Oh, 3. I was like, 6.
So, yeah. We're still working on an outro. So, we'll see y'all later.
Bye, guys.
Ta-ta. Bye. See ya.